AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump does not have to spend the day before the New Hampshire primary in a New York courtroom. A juror got sick in the sex abuse defamation trial against the former president by columnist E. Jean Carroll. It's not clear yet when the trial will resume. The court is awaiting coronavirus tests on all the jurors. One of Trump's lawyers also hasn't been feeling well, but tested negative. Nikki Haley says she's resisting calls to drop out of the GOP race for president leading up to the New Hampshire primary. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Happy pre-election day.
At a VFW hall in Franklin, Haley says the pressure is coming from the nation's political and media elite.
Say that I should drop out for the good of the country to support Donald Trump.
After the crowd booed and said no, Haley mentioned Trump's win in the Iowa caucuses and the low voter turnout.
America doesn't do coronations.
Her remarks came after another fellow South Carolina Republican decided to endorse Trump, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, days after Senator Tim Scott backed him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, says the city intends to wipe out more than $2 billion in medical debt for up to 500,000 residents. Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament, demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meantime, European foreign ministers joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state after the war. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk is vowing to keep supporting Ukraine against Russia's nearly two-year-old invasion, announcing a new military aid package. A 10-day search to rescue two Navy SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea during a mission to board a ship and confiscate Iranian-made weapons has been ended. The sailors are now considered deceased. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will hear a long-disputed death penalty case in Oklahoma.
The Supreme Court says it will hear an appeal from Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop, who's maintained his innocence in a 1997 murder-for-hire case. He was sentenced to death in 1997 in the killing of a motel owner. Oklahoma's current attorney general says Glossop's life should be spared because he didn't get a fair trial. A number of state lawmakers and actress Susan Sarandon are calling for Glossop's conviction to be overturned. Three times now, Glossop's been just hours away from execution before it was called off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taiwan says six Chinese balloons either flew over the island or through airspace just to the north. Taiwan also says Chinese warplanes and Navy ships were detected in that area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.